These are the most iconic scenes in horror movie history, according to Variety. And I just looked at the top, you know, seven or eight here and thought, well, these are the ones that I would probably agree with. These are, well, there are 10 that are the best, the most iconic horror movie scenes.
In ascending order?
Okay. Yeah, in movie history. Would you count, I don't really consider The Silence of the Lambs a horror movie.
I don't, but other people do. Mm-hmm. It's always on the best of lists.
When I saw it as the, and this is not movies themselves, these are scenes in movies. And I thought it would be the fava bean.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
So
I'm sorry, I have the wrong cell. That's the alternate.
I'm going to slip on out.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm going to leave.
I'm sorry, I'm not an FBI agent after
all. You know what? I'm just going to leave this windbreaker right here.
I would have quit. I would have quit. If I'm Jodie Foster, I'm like, okay, that's it.
Take the windbreaker. Take the weapon.
I'm not doing
it. Take the match.
I'm not doing this.
I'm going to go back and open a general store.
Back in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Where she's from. And, you know, I'm the skimmer. So I said, all right, Silence the Lambs. That's what it's going to be.
You just assumed.
I did.
Yeah.
And it was not. And then I thought, well, maybe it takes the lotion.
Rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
No, it wasn't that either.
Well, it's not. Was you a great big fan?
No, it wasn't that. That was another one I thought.
Because when I think of Lamsey.
Oh, I know that.
That's where my mind goes first.
I know. But I think we're the only ones.
We give that scene more play than most.
Yeah, most. That's when she's revealed to Buffalo Bill there's a missing girl.
Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
She was a big girl, sir. Yes, that's right.
Rude.
That is rude. I would have said to her, if I was Jodie Foster, I said, that is a rude call.
We don't. That's a size word.
We don't body shame.
This is the FBI, sir.
We do not use size words here.
Well, it's not Miggs, is it?
It's not Miggs throwing his bodily fluid.
Seed.
No.
All the things she experienced. Why? I would have long retired.
Why? I mean, she, for
this is one case.
You know, yeah. She got hit on the way down to meet the horrible killer, Hannibal the Cannibal. She's like being hit on by the creepy jail warden, you know? He's like, this can be a very fun town.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to my hometown and open up a plus-size dress store.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't need this, sir.
Well, why wouldn't she?
I know. Are you in Baltimore overnight? Because this can be a very fun time.
Awful. Awful. No, they chose, and it is, to me, the best scene of the movie, when he reveals what he's done by ripping his face off. You know, where he's got that skin layer of face over. Yeah. When his escape is the most iconic scene, number 10 in horror movie history. And I think that is the best scene.
That's a good scene.
When that occurs, because I, as a rube, thought, what's going on here? You know, how? Because I thought he was dead. I was like, he can't be dead. This guy is like the star of the movie. And they cut to the ambulance, and he's got somebody else's face on him. Oh, yeah.
How did he? I like the scene where the jailer's going to look for Lecter, but he's not there.
Yeah.
And he's on the switch. That's one of my favorite scenes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. They go in to look for him, and that's it. He's in the ambulance. Yeah. But you think. They start treating...
But the big wide shot.
The wide shot.
I love that.
It's
of
the guy.
Of the old guard.
He did a lot of work in only a couple of minutes. He had to remove somebody's face, put it on his, and string one of the guards up, and dismember him. Mm-hmm. Remember, he was leaking his guts while he's up there. That's an amazing, phenomenal scene. Number nine is... here it goes again. It was The Shining. So I thought, well, it's going to be...
The axe?
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny!
Or I thought maybe it's Red Rum. It is not.
Little Danny and his finger?
Little Danny and the finger with Red Rum.
Yeah. Is it Elevator of Blood?
I thought it could be Elevator of Blood. It is not. I was shocked that they picked this. It is the very final scene with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Frozen Jack.
Frozen Jack. With his eyes, you know. That's
rough. I mean, it's iconic.
Yeah.
Sure.
That is an iconic scene. That's a rough scene. It really is. But I really thought that it would be... Elevator Blood. There's the one where the woman, you know,
Lady in the tub.
Oh God, Lady in the Tub.
Chilling scene. Or, you know, all work and no play. Jack, old boy.
The fight on the staircase.
There's a lot of iconic scenes in that. They put
and little Danny on his big wheel.
Oh, and the twins are just standing there. There's a ton of great scenes in that movie.
You know what? My family and I are going to leave. Just once, that's all I want to see a movie. I want to see a 20-minute movie.
You want to head out of here?
Yeah, man. I'm going to be honest. There's some real weird ass going on. My kid is not happy. My wife is going crazy.
She's crazy.
Have you seen her cigarette ash? She's not even ashing.
I know. I'm going to call Mr. Torrance.
This is not for. I'm going to get down before the snowstorm hits.
I'm going to call Mr. Whoever at the. We're out of here. Yeah. They chose
Scatman Crothers.
Another with the axe in the chest.
Axe in the chest.
That's another great scene in that movie. There's a lot of iconic scenes in The Shining. Then we have Halloween is from the movie Halloween, Michael Myers with his sister when he's looking through the mask at the beginning as a child.
The first appearance?
Mm-hmm. And he's a child. Yeah, he's a kid and he's got the mask on and you're looking through the mask and he kills his sister. You know one of those things?
Okay.
Yeah, through the eye holes and you don't know he's a child and then he comes out onto the front yard and his parents come home and there he is standing in a clown outfit.
Do you ever see the little boy's face?
Yeah, they take his mask off.
Yeah, they do.
And that's the only time you ever see Michael Myers' face, period. At the end of the movie, she rips his mask off. The white mask. They're doing a thing on that.
In Halloween 1?
Yeah, in Halloween 1, as Jamie Lee Curtis is fighting him at the end, she pushes the mask off, and you see him just briefly, and then he puts it right back on.
Huh.
Yeah, that's... And then I think they show him again in these remakes of Halloween.
In these updates. Well, kind of the same way.
Yeah. Remember, he's older then.
Yeah, because remember at when they visit him at the prison in the first part of the remake, they throw the mask at him. You kind of see him from behind.
That's right. Not much. Just fleeting scenes of him. Some of my insider movie folks say, you never show Michael Myers' face. You should not do that.
No.
But they did in the original, just for a moment.
I don't even remember that.
Show it. It's late. It's her against him right at the end. It's right before... The doctor shoots him. They're doing a thing on Mental Floss. You know that magazine? They have a YouTube channel, and they're doing a thing on the great horror movie Masks. The piece of trivia, you probably have heard it, but the way they decided to use the white mask for Michael Myers.
Tom Heatley Wallace, the production designer, ran up to the mask shop on Hollywood Boulevard and bought a couple. One was a clown mask, and that's, you know, one way to go. And the other, he got this William Shatner Star Trek mask, Captain Kirk.
Tore off the eyebrows, poofed up the hair a little so it looked demented and strange, and I spray painted it whiter than it already was. Took off the sideburns. Oh, it created a shiver right in the room, and we knew we had something special.
I guess I owe the success of Halloween to William Shatner.
That's true. It's William Shatner's face, which you really would never know.
No.
There's no way you could tell that. Do you think that's the better mask or Jason's hockey mask? Toss up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're both.
We saw more Michael Myers at our trunk or treat. I don't think we. Was there one hockey mask?
Yeah, I got a couple. But not as many Michael Myers this year, two or three.
I don't know, but there were
more.
Yeah. I feel like the Halloween remakes caused that to come.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with that. They continue to remake those.
Something about that hockey mask, though.
Well, remember, though, Jason was in a pillowcase in part two. And I liked that. I thought that was a good mask. He got that pillowcase when he killed.
But a pillowcase isn't threatening. I mean, unless you're really stoned. It's a pillowcase.
Okay, yes. But it only had one eye hole. And that makes it, to me,
more terrifying. Okay, a little
more terrifying. And let me tell you how he got that pillowcase. He stabbed two teen lovers that were in the throes of passion through them both with a spear. And he took the pillowcase from the bed that they were on.
You could have asked. Bruh. Bruh, you could have just asked.
Girl on bottom, boy on top.
Uh-huh.
They're like 18, 20 years old. I mean, just getting it for the second time that night, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks up and goes, and then you see spear go through them both.
Neck, head?
Back.
Body?
Back, body. Okay. And then the spear goes through the bed and blood just goes everywhere. And the last thing she saw, and then the next thing you see, he's in the pillowcase. You're like, oh, okay. He took it from them. What a night, you know.
You crafted an eye hole.
One eye hole.
Yeah.
Very, very jagged eye hole. So, and full disclosure.
Did you use the tip of the bloody spear?
Yeah, I guess. And
I got to get out of here. I don't have time for two aisles. Look, I'm going to go. I'll just squint.
I should say, full disclosure, I think his loss of peripheral vision hurt him with Final Girl in part two. Mm-hmm. She got him.
Yeah.
She got him in part
two. Plot point.
I think.
Yeah, this plan was short-sighted.
Literally.
You know,
I think he needed that second eye.
Lateral movement.
Take the time for that second eye hole.
You're going to want it.
Or you're going to be in trouble. But the hockey mask then came on in part three, and since then everybody knows him. Don't give short shrift to the pillowcase. I thought he did enough. It's a fine looking one.